Thank you, Mr. President, and thank you, delegates, for all the comments. Let me start with the comments on the performance measure by the European Union. Thank you for the suggestion. I just wanted to share a little bit the details that I mentioned that I believe will be helpful, and probably you will understand why it was a little bit difficult to be more precise at this stage. So we have ongoing intra-divisional mapping exercise on the importance of trade measures for the implementation of the nationally of the NDCs. And so far, we have identified more than 720 trade-related measures of 60 developing countries. This suggests that trade-related measures mainly address renewable energy and energy efficiency, green value chains and industrial policy, and technical regulations, including labels and product standards. These have implications for trade, and national trade policy influences the effectiveness of those NDC overall strategies. So several countries understand that decarbonizing could create opportunities for diversification and competitiveness in greener production. Trade supports decarbonization and other climate goals to access to environmentally preferable goods and services, technology transfer, green industrial policy, markets for carbon efficient products, etc. And it can help accelerate other countries' energy transition. However, so far, very few of these measures have a clear direct link with what we call trade policy. That's why we want to make sure that trade policy provides a substantive contribution in the implementation of the NDCs. And this was also, as I mentioned, a little bit the outcome of the multi-year expert meeting, where we heard about the need for technology transfer as a vital element to energy transition and emission reduction in developing countries. But so, just to tell you what we are aiming for, we will need to continue this research, and then we will want to deliver technical cooperation activities to boost capacities of countries to use trade in services in their decarbonization effect. And we hope that this will allow us to have new products based on the findings of this mapping to improve the way developing countries mainstream trade policies into NDCs. We expect this to take the form of research products such as policy briefs, technical papers, reviews of good practices, and as well as advisory services and trainings. But because this is ongoing, the performance measure was maybe a bit too broad, but we welcome your suggestions and we'll try to be more precise. To the Jamaican delegate, if I may. So as you see, services are very much at the core of this option one, even though we have not really highlighted the creative economy services, but they are clearly playing a major role in the trade policy contribution to implement fully the NDCs. So I hope I answered or provided some additional information on this issue. On the request of Belarus and the comments of other delegations, I just wanted to share with delegates our the highlights of our program on non-tariff measures. It is true that the Bridgetown Covenant has a number of references on this work. I would like to highlight under the first transformation area, paragraph 46. And then, of course, in the fourth and last transformation area, transforming multilateralism, paragraphs 93, 102, and in the work program of UNCTAD, paragraph 127G, that was already mentioned by the EU delegate. So what we do concerns non-tariff measures, we work from the conceptualization to support on the ground along the entire non-tariff measures value chain. As you will know, NTMs comprise technical measures that protect health, safety, and the environment, and normally do not intend to affect trade, though they do, and traditional trade policy measures such as quantitative restrictions. So UNCTAD has developed with FAO, ITC, OECD, UNIDO, the World Bank and WTO, the international classification of NTMs, mostly referred to as the UNCTAD classification. This is a common language when we speak about NTMs and has been accepted by 193 member states of the UN Statistical Commission as the standard on NTMs. So UNCTAD leads and coordinates the global effort to strengthen the transparency in NTMs in order to reduce trade costs, and of course also to work with researchers to better understand the effects of NTMs on sustainable development, and with the private sector to use data to learn about market access requirements. We also monitor measures taken during crisis situations, such as the COVID-19 pandemic or the war in Ukraine. The data are disseminated through our portals Trends Online, WITS, and the Global Trade Help Desk, which we maintain with our partners ITC, World Bank, and WTO for different target groups. So, to sum up, we analyze NTMs and their costs and benefits to better understand the development implications, because we have found that they affect disproportionately small and medium-sized economies and lower-income countries. And we are currently working, among other things, how they can be used to mitigate climate change. I won't talk about the numerous technical cooperation projects on NTMs, but let me mention just the work ongoing with the African Union members and the AFCFTA Secretariat on their agreement on non-tariff measures. Having said so, this is the work that we do. We are here to listen to member states' suggestions and comments. We have, the Secretariat has received a suggestion of wording. I think we will analyze it and we will get back to you. I don't know if Mr. Issa wants to add something. Thank you.
Please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you,